Hey podcasters, Claire's, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, Wildcat skipper and the sweetest guy in the world, Damien Martin.
Dead set legend Tanya Armstrong agrees to bear her bum.
Awesome.
We asked you, how did your grandparents help you out?
And is butt-sunning really a thing?
Yes,
you
it
bet
is.
It is.
Stop it.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber are here for Chemist Warehouse. It's the Chemist Warehouse Black Friday sale. Get an extra 10% off store-wide. Exclusions apply.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5. Okay.
Talking basketball with Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
Oh, it's Friday already and the Wildcats are back at home. About time we saw the boys here. Damien Martin, good morning, Captain.
Good morning. Yeah, finally a week in our own beds. No travel, so it's been fantastic.
Oh, it would have been better to lie there with happy smiles on your faces instead of what happened in the fourth quarter of the last game.
Straight into it. No, you're exactly right. We're up 13 points with 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Up in Cairns without Tarico White. Things were looking good and then all of a sudden they hit four consecutive threes. Had the momentum behind them and disappointing results. So it's been a big week. A lot of video earlier in the week. And then all the focus has turned to Adelaide. So hopefully we can deem ourselves on Sunday.
Sorry, but
coach. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't happy, was he?
No, to put it mildly, there was a few things shared in the locker room. And hopefully we've moved on and learned from it.
Well done.
Sir Alex Ferguson, who was the famous manager of Manchester United, famously had a hairdryer. That's what they called it when he gave them a spray.
Yeah.
Does that sort of what Trev can do?
Yeah, no, he can certainly give us a spray, that's for sure. Look, to be honest, you know, Bryce Cotton has become a dad. And while we're on the road, he was just checking his phone every 2 seconds going, you know, is she going to go into labor?
Yes.
Is she going to go into labor?
Sure.
And so when we were winning, you know, it was huge of him to travel because he took the risk of not being there for Rach and the bub. And so Trev, in his mind, was like, and if we win, I'm going to give the biggest compliment and talk about mateship, putting your team first, yada, yada, yada. We end up losing. So on court on Tuesday, he goes, look, I want to say a big thank you for Bryce for this huge sacrifice and risk he took. I was too mad afterwards. But anyway, Bryce, you know, congrats on becoming a dad. I'm glad you're home for it. So he made it home in time. He's a dad now. But that's how angry he was. He totally forgot about Bryce.
That is sensational.
You're probably the only person who has signed up for our Bear Your Bum for Bowel Cancer who doesn't need to do any bum prep.
I wouldn't say that.
We've got other people. Matt's going to get himself waxed. We've got
come
people
in for a waxing with me.
We've got someone making us do
squats. I think I'm busy
squats.
That day. Some things can't be unseen.
It sounded like a really awkward date, didn't it?
You want to come for a waxing?
Come get your bum waxed with me.
Well, so you're bum ready.
I'm trying to get bum ready. I'm actually nervous about it. So, I'll be bum ready come next Friday. So, a few more lunges, a few more squats in between. I'm not doing the back sack and crack
wax. No?
Unlike
why not?
.com.
.com.
Mate, that'd be a triple-double.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Maybe the night before I'll get the razor out. Who knows?
beautiful.
You just got to be careful. You got to be careful where they put us in the crowd and who's looking where at the time when the pants come down. Because you could look up and see a bunch of bums in front of you.
Yeah, I might try and bring some of my teammates down because some of the guys that are 6'11", let's just say they're all in proportion. They'll have the eyes gazing towards them.
And mate, good luck for Sunday.
Go get him, Skipper.
Cheers, guys.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber.
And we are a week away from something very special.
Yes, I've just looked at the weather for next Friday, which of course is our very special day. We're saying goodbye to our beloved Captain Paul, who's retiring. And of course, we know why he's retiring. He's had his diagnosis of bowel cancer and he's having his treatment and he wants to raise awareness. So we're going to bare our bums for bowel cancer.
Because why wouldn't you? We're all going to head down to Swanbourne Beach and just pull our pants down and take a photo because we can and because it's raising great awareness.
It sounds so funny listening to you say that in that blasé way.
I'm pretending I'm super cool about it when secretly I'm like, really, do I have to get my bum out?
We're working on the pixelation already. Don't you worry about that. We're a week away from this big day down at the beach and everyone seems to be getting involved.
Yeah, we need a dead set kind of legend,
I think,
don't we?
We need a superstar from our footy call team and the dead set legends, the one and only Tanya Armstrong. Good morning.
I hear you, Kimber. I'm a bit scared as well.
I believe your first reaction, Tanya, was just how far do I have to pull my pants down?
Well, that's right. I wanted some clarification on the amount of bum that you need to see. And then producer Tom told me there's blurring involved. And
I thought
that's going to be a lot of blurring when it comes to my bum. But why not have a go?
Yeah, just don't pull down too far.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not the first time that producer Tom's had to give advice on that very subject, actually, how far do I pull my pants down, but there we go.
Yeah, but that's just negotiations of contracts. But anyway, Tanya, it's only a week away. You are a bit edgy, are you?
I'm a little bit edgy, but he said we needed someone from Channel 9, but I know someone from Channel 9 named Matthew Pavlich who lives in Swanbourne.
Hey!
I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking his backside might be in better shape than mine.
Well, Tanya, I mean, we're happy to set the challenge. Well, if you can get Pav down there, then that'd be great. But I am going to say the boys laughed at me this week when I said you do have to practice. Because where you instinctively think you need to pull your pants down to, turns out it's too far. Like, I did it and was like, I reckon that's the end of my butt. And when I looked in the mirror, it was the end of my butt and a whole lot more.
You got a bit of fruit.
Yeah, you see too much. So, like, all I'm saying is less is more and try it in the mirror first.
I did. I said to my husband yesterday, I'm going to do this. Do you think this far is okay? And he's like, you don't want to go any further than that.
That's all right. Tanya, we're going to be workshopping it one day next week. So feel free to come to drop in.
I haven't told my children this. They will be mortified. I've got 11 and 12-year-olds.
Oh, they will.
Oh, no.
They won't talk to you for weeks, I would imagine. Hey, if you can try, maybe next time you're in the makeup chair at 9, if you can have a word to the big number 29, Pav, and see how you go. You might better bring your mate down.
Yeah, I'm going to try Pav, Paddy and Tomo.
So beautiful.
Oh, Tomo. Yeah.
That sounds good. The whole sports department and Tomo the man.
And we're thrilled you're joining us, you dead set legend. We're looking forward to all bearing our bums together. And there's nothing to be afraid of. It's all for a good cause and it's the great way to send off our awesome Captain Paul.
Exactly. I've got a good friend going through some breast cancer things, but I'm not going to get my boobs out. So I can
No, that's okay. No, just a bit of the bum and no trimmings.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tanya. That's a lot easier than the boobs.
Well done, Tanya.
Good on you, Tanya.
Looking forward to it. No worries. I'm going to practice in the mirror.
Thanks. Good.
Thanks. Hey, did you hear the way Tanya said that? Looking forward to it.
We all
really.
Need a little convincing, but it's going to be on the day. I think the energy will be there and we're all going to have a great time. We'll just laugh and laugh.
Yep. Swanbourne Beach will never be the same again.
Yeah, we're going to pull Kimber's pants down and make a run into the water.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Big celebrations at the Arias the other night. Mm-hmm. And Dean Lewis, he won two big gongs. He got Album of the Year and Best Male Artist.
Oh, good on him.
And Dean's had like quite a quick rise to success. He suddenly came about and everyone went, oh, Dean. And now he's very well known and doing well. And he says he owes it all to his grandma. Because before he had success, he had $1,000 to his name. And his nan offered him to come and live with her. She said, I've got a spare room.
I've got a granny flat.
Come and stay with me. And he lived in his nan's spare room for 4 years, which allowed him to focus on his music.
Oh, nan.
And get him where he is.
I think that's called a grandson flat.
It is.
How good are nans?
That's great.
I mean, I reckon almost everyone has got a story where their grandparents have helped them out somehow, whether it be financially, emotionally. I know in this day and age, there's lots of grandparents who are actually raising their grandchildren full time.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, but how good are grandparents? Have they ever done something for you?
Well, I was lucky enough to know three of my four grandparents, and they were instrumental in my upbringing. That may be a good or a bad thing, depends what you think of me. But certainly when my parents split up, you know, I was only 9, and my mum's parents were absolutely beautiful. We lived with them many times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they keep things steady, can't they?
Yeah, they really do. That's the right word.
Life experience, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, because I remember my grandma was there every now and then they'd go, oh, you're starting a new adventure. Look, here's a bit of money.
Oh, really?
Don't say anything.
Oh, I want a nana like that.
Yeah, you know, because they just want to help you out and they want you to succeed.
And, of course, I remember when we were living with them, I can only have been 10 or 11, and my nana would give me a bowl of Cheezels every day.
Oh, really?
And I remember my mum going, Mum, stop giving him Cheezels. And she went, what are you talking about? They got cheese in them.
All the food groups represented.
I would love to hear from people if your grandparents have helped you out. What was the time that you just went, they came to the rescue for you? 1-333-53. It'd be a nice little feel good thinking about our grandparents' stories.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
An ARIA winner, Dean Lewis, said, it was my nan who helped me out because for 4 years I lived in her spare room when I only had $1,000 to my name and it meant that I could focus on my music. And then here I am having success.
I bet she used to come in with a cup of tea and a scotch finger.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. My nana's name was Nellie Stubbs, and she lived in Wheeler Street, Morley.
Sounds like something out of...
It does sound
Nana
like a story.
Stubbs.
Yeah, or out of the Sullivans or something. So Nellie Stubbs. Nana goes, one day she goes, I was about nine, right? She goes, come with me. And we walked down to the old school before Galleria was built there in Morley.
Yeah.
And she took me to Archie Martin Vox.
Oh.
And she bought my first radio for me.
Oh,
so, Nana.
Good
Nana
on you, Nellie.
That started the career.
Well, we want to know how your grandparents have helped you out. Shauna's in Armidale. Shauna, what did your nan do for you?
Hi. So when my mum and dad split up, my nan was always there. Like, yeah. She was the one that kind of put all the pieces back together. My mum had to work three jobs, so she helped us kind of move around and whatnot. But it's not just for me that she's done, it's actually her whole suburb. So she's currently, she owns her own three-bedroom house and has about 10 people living in there because the second someone needs somewhere to stay, she's like, it's okay, come to my house, I'll feed you, it's okay.
Oh, she's an angel.
Nana.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That's such a lovely thing, isn't it?
Mother
I love
Teresa.
These stories because they are very caring and that's what happens, you know, they're looking after everybody else. That's sweet.
Oh, and thanks for making the call, Shauna, that's brilliant.
No worries.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, the grandparents aren't, they're not bad, are they?
Yeah, Mel in Canning Vale, how did your grandparents help you out?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Mel.
Thanks.
What you got?
Good. Yeah, look, ours were a pivotal part of our life, our everything, really. You know, our parents split when we were quite young. So, you know, Nan and Pop were, making the Easter hats, getting us ready for the Christmas concerts. You know, the Sunday roast, they were just, our rock, really, our everything. So, we owe them a lot. They did a lot for us growing up. So,
Well, you think of all those times.
Amazing nanny one day.
Yeah. I mean, you think of the times too, the number of parents who are busy working and can't go to their kids' certificates 100%. Or the assemblies or whatever. And quite often you see someone's nana or pop in there filling in
Absolutely.
And doing a great job.
Yeah. You just knew that they would be there, you know, they'd never let you down.
So, no. Notice the common theme that's coming through here with all the marriage breakups and the grandparents coming to the party, even though they're probably judging one of the couple who's not their kid. Brilliant.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mel.
Yeah, that was certainly my story.
Yeah, ditto.
It's a free Friday.
That means Shauna and Mel for giving us a call and getting on the radio today have won $100 worth of free fuel.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, Mel.
Plessy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
And we're talking about beautiful grandparents.
Yeah.
And every now and then, you know, Dean Lewis, the ARIA artist, said, my nan helped me out. She let me live at her place for 4 years in the spare room and then I could focus on my music and now I get to go on and do what I love.
It just seems to be a such a unique relationship, right? There's like so little judgment between kids and grandparents. There's none of that sort of narky, oh, you're always telling me off or telling me no.
Yeah, and if they know that you're trying to do something and they want you to help you achieve it, they'll do what they can.
Oh, so Dean Lewis's hit song 7 Minutes wasn't about his stay at Nana's. It was there 4 years.
Tammy in Camillo, tell us how your grandparents have helped you out.
My Nana and Grandad used to take me to my hospital appointment.
Yeah.
Take me to school.
Yeah.
And we lived with them for 5.5 years.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome.
Sweethearts.
That is lovely. I mean, it's a special kind of relationship, isn't it, Tammy? Because they just seem to do everything they can for you.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Nothing but love. Well done, Tammy. And we'll go straight to Beachborough now.
Amanda.
Hello.
How did your grandparents help you out?
Actually, it wasn't my grandparents. It was my best friend.
Mm.
So I didn't know any of my grandparents, which is a bit unlucky for me for various circumstances.
Yeah.
But, my best friend's grandma, I think she sort of took me in and she was like, you know, you don't have any grandparents. I'm always here for you.
Wow.
And I used to go over to, you know, my friend's house and stuff like that. And she lived in the back house. And I'd just go out there and say hi to her. And we'd sit there and talk about my week. And I used to get bullied a bit. And she was just super, super supportive. And she didn't have to be because I wasn't her kid.
Yeah.
So she was just really, really awesome. And I thought of her as a really good friend. And I think that that's what most of the grandparents are. They just try and be there for their kids. And, yeah.
Well, I guess that's proof that it takes a village, right, Amanda? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be your grandparent, but it's having those people in our community who have got advice and a lack of judgment and support. It's really important.
Yeah, and it just and it teaches you something too. Like it doesn't have to be your family. Yeah. You care about everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was really good. And I didn't ever have any grandparents, but she is definitely my grandma. Oh,
yeah, that's lovely, Amanda. You're right, Maddie. I reckon it's something that comes with age as well. They realise what's important and what people need, and they try to give back. It's always with that extra love and care. Yeah. And we need to look after our elderly.
And it doesn't have to be blood.
No,
it can be just that offering that olive branch of that friendship.
So much of today seems to be about quick judgment. Mm. And older people, people who've lived a life, go, hey, look, we all make mistakes. I forgive you and I'm here for you. And it's a beautiful thing.
They're still
thing.
Pretty judgy. Yeah.
Well, they might be, but, you know, on the whole.
And Amanda, we're not judging. We're just filling your tank. It's a free fuel Friday. Tammy and Amanda have won $100 worth of free fuel on Free Fuel Friday. Well done.
Thank you. Claresy, Matt
and Kimber. And thanks to our mates, Chemist Warehouse, with their massive Black Friday sale, part of the show this week.
Yeah, for 3 days only, get an extra 10% off store-wide. So all those deals we've been telling you about during the week, you get more off.
You can also use their click and collect service online and pick up in-store to get an extra 10% off.
The Chemist Warehouse extra 10% off Black Friday sale starts today and ends Sunday.
The offer excludes prescription items, baby formula, multi-buy promotions and any half-price sale offers.
Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Oh, I need a coffee after that.
Mm. Oh, you can put away the coffee.
Really?
Yes, I've got something for you that is a healthier option, guaranteed to give you the same energy, and will come in handy for the beach when we bare our butts next week.
Oh, bare your bum for bowel cancer just a week away.
One thing fixing, it's like two birds with one stone on this, right?
Hit me.
Yeah.
Metaphysical Megan.
Oh, yes.
She's going ablaze on social media now because she has come up with this idea that's guaranteed to give you that energy that you get from coffee. It's butthole sunning.
Okay.
The old butthole sunning.
Butthole sunning.
Yeah. Right. Basically, what she does is she gets naked out into the elements and lifts her legs up into the air and exposes her butthole to the sun.
Oh, yes. Now, I have heard of this.
Yeah. Well, she says she starts her day with 5 minutes of perineum sunning.
Perineum
sunning, and that she feels energized for hours.
Okay.
And that gets her day going. And she said, it's been incredible. People are jumping on board and saying, I also feel this way when I expose my butt to the sun.
Wow.
We've never known. It's
because amazing.
We've been hiding it away. And
yeah, of course.
She says, I no longer rely on coffee for energy to start my day.
Yeah.
And it also has improved her sexual energy and increases her personal magnetism.
Look, I used to do this and I did feel that it had that effect on me, but I was finding it very difficult to apply the zinc.
You have a bit of trouble with that?
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to be in front of the sun, Matt. It's not just a matter of laying on your back and putting your legs up.
Oh, you don't do it in front of the mirror. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I had it all wrong.
I'd just be embarrassed in case anyone was walking by, so I'd want to get a handful of air first down there. And then you're exposed, aren't you?
Maybe there's something in this because we've all been hiding our bums away.
Yes.
And now it's taking next week for us to get our bums out in order to see the benefits of this. Like, we're going to have hundreds of people down there on Friday suddenly going, goodness me, I feel like all my chakras are aligned.
Oh, and look, and it is, you know, Kimber, you and I have both done theatre shows that most people would go and see and go, gee, actors are, you know, that sort of people.
Yeah.
I did a show once where we had to paint each morning the connection between our anus and the centre of the earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is not new to me. I've gone to acting school, right?
Can I get a piece of that artwork? Because I can put that up in my lounge room.
The perineum's a very important part of an actor's training.
Oh, mate, I'd like it in my toilet, that piece.
This is incredible. Nice. I don't know if butthole sunning is going to take off, but I think absolutely it's something that we should be trying by next week.
Butthole surfing.
Butthole surfing, good band. I just want to say to the gentleman out there, if you're going to try this, just be very, very careful. You know, you don't want the scrotum peeling because that could be very, very itchy.
Oh, you see, there's always a downside.
Mm. Well, they reckon that you don't even need sunscreen for this as long as you're doing it between 7 and 9 a.m., which uncannily is when we'll be bearing our bums for bowel cancer.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm just saying all the planets have aligned and this is going to be fantastic.
Hang on, we're not bearing our bums for 2 hours, are we?
Only takes 5 minutes, apparently,
Claire. 2 seconds.
5 minutes.
All right. That's
all you need.
Do I have that coffee or do I get my perineum out?
I reckon
get
number two.
Okay.
Go number two, Manny.
All right.
No, don't do number two.
No, not number two. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Wow.
Stop. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed. Now, my friends, I've heard it said that more people recognise the golden arches of McDonald's than the Christian cross.
It is true.
Yeah. But I'd say nearly everyone on the planet recognises this tune.
And you see this guy as well.
Oh, yeah, our old friends, The Simpsons.
That brilliant piece of music, of course, written by Danny Elfman, the composer.
Yep.
And he has let it slip that The Simpsons may be coming to an end after 30 years and more than 600 episodes.
Wowee.
He's heard on the grapevine that the next season, which will be the 32nd season,
right,
bringing it up to 713 episodes, will be the last.
Wow.
Simpsons.
So Danny Elfman's let that slip, the music.
He has let it slip, yes.
The guy from the band Oingo Boingo.
Is
superstar.
That the band?
That's the band.
Yeah. Oh.
The band, less superstar than him.
Yeah. they had more hits than Rick Astley, didn't they?
They had one.
But of course, you know, those of us that grew up with The Simpsons, and I guess over 30 years, that's a lot of people.
Absolutely it is.
I mean, I don't know what the hell we're going to do, because for me, everything that happens in the world has a Simpsons reference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say in this office, Matt will come back with a quote from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, so many great characters, all with their own little idiosyncrasies.
Hey, caramba.
Idly ho. Excellent.
Yes.
Just such a great show.
Great show. I mean, it. You know, and you think about the stars that they've had on there.
Oh, mate. Mm-hmm. So many wonderful voice artists and great actors as well.
Yeah, and the wonderful Phil Hartman, of course.
Yeah,
Phil. Who died, yes. But fans have taken to social media to share their sadness at the news and have called on Fox to keep the show going. I mean, I'm sad, but I also think that everything has its time.
Well, it's been multi-generational, hasn't it?
Oh, to be honest, I'm a little surprised it kept going because, you know, to be that funny for that long isn't easy to do.
No, it's not. Mm. And some would say that it slipped a little bit in the, you know, in recent years. But, God, that's a lot of episodes and what a legacy.
I always loved the music stuff when they'd have, you know, Steven Tyler, whoever would be a guest star. They, you know, they always did that really well and always had that little tongue-in-cheek bit associated with it.
Yeah, Hilltop Hoods. Oh, Hilltop Hoods? No.
Australian band.
What's the one that did Insane in the Membrane?
Cypress Hill.
So Hilltop Hoods would have been great on there, by the way.
Yeah, but a lot of rock legends as well. They'd just bring Alice Cooper or whoever the Who.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll believe it ends when it ends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we go out with Dental Plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dental Plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental Plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental Plan.
That's home Lisa inside home's braces. Head. And then Carl puts a pencil
Lisa
in his bum.
Dental Plan.
What a way to finish.
Lisa needs
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Now, perhaps you're walking through the beautiful streets of Meriden this morning and you might see someone coming up to you and saying this. And you'd say, yes, of course you can.
Oh, wow, what does that mean?
Can I buy your airport, please?
Oh, there you go. Nice use of the translator app, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, funny you say that, Matt, because there's a little bit of history to this story coming out. But the bottom line on this one is that the Chinese Communist government could soon own an Australian airport for the very first time outright after paying something like a quarter of a century ago just a dollar for a 100-year lease on the land of Meriden Airport.
That is a bloody good price, you got to say.
How dodgy is that? The Australian government sold the airport or a part of the airport for a buck 25 years ago and no one knew. A dollar.
Yeah, and I mean Dick Smith, who of course is very vocal about these sorts of things, is now saying that anyone wishing to land at this Australian airport has to get permission from China Southern Airlines own it.
Dick's not happy. I mean, yeah, we know about he's an entrepreneur, but we know about
Angry
his history
Dick.
Of flying. Absolutely. Yeah. He said this first time a foreign power has owned an Australian airport, particularly outright. It is quite bizarre.
I'm livid about this. You could not even buy a Lego set of an airport for a dollar in Good Sammy's. Yeah. And also an absolute disgrace, Claresy, that after you committed your life to that town, you gave them 2.5 years of the best years of your life to do this.
16 past 6 now. Great to have you on the breakfast show this morning, as promised. Around 26 degrees throughout the central weight bump. Meriden looking for 29.
That's enough.
You should have a damn key to the city.
Yeah, Meriden, I gave you the best years of my life. What, I just went up there and worked on the radio for 2 years?
Yes.
But you can imagine if Claresy was still there in Meriden and this story had broken, my God, he'd be across it. Oh, coming up next, we've got the Chinese ambassador.
Because I'd still sound like I had a cold permanently. Yeah, no, but by now I'd have my own jet that I could take. take off from the airport. Would. But I'd have to ask Chinese permission to get home to Perth.
But it does, you know, like, what is going on?
I know.
I mean, I don't really care about these things, but it does sound a bit strange that a piece of infrastructure is owned by a foreign government.
Yeah, of course. And also sold by the worst real estate agent ever. Like, $1 kind of commission are they getting on that? It's ludicrous.
I don't want that dude selling my place, but I'd like to buy from him.
Yeah,
or her.
I know. It's very unfair. Also, I feel like we're always getting slugged every time we go. If I use the airport car park,
yes,
I have to max out my credit card.
Oh, absolutely.
But I could have bought the whole damn thing in Meriden for a buck.
Yes, that's true.
You don't want to take the trolley all the way out there either. You get yourself into trouble. Yeah. Get your dollar back. It is incredible. Although I must admit, I was talking to someone recently who well and truly had the tinfoil hat on. And they kept saying, do you know how much land the Chinese are buying in regional Australia? And I said, well, I'd like to see proof of that, but here's a little bit more proof of that anyway. At least, an airport is a major, it's a small airport. The aerodrome there, but it is a start from that point of view, isn't it? Because these are major facilities, important facilities.
If that happened 25 years ago and nobody knew about it, there is plenty more going on we don't know.
People are starting to worry about this. But if anyone from the Chinese government is listening, welcome. Welcome to Australia.
And that was a good story by one Matthew Diktinsky.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Matt's translator. We need to make some friends.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
But there is something that seems to be sneaking in, well, more than sneaking into things, as far as sales are concerned at this point in time, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's not just blue light Friday.
No.
It's Black Friday, apparently.
Hey, sales.
Yeah, so look, many sales.
Now, to be fair, we did talk about this last year when it was, I think, a bit of a surprise to all of us that this thing now existed.
Yeah.
And now it's like through the roof.
There is a 16-page special wrap around the West Australian today of Black Friday sales.
Okay.
All over the place. I got an email this morning from a bowling alley in Perth saying, Black Friday bowling deals.
Wow. Oh, really?
I mean, everyone is doing this thing.
They're getting onto it. So the quick explanation is it's the day after Thanksgiving in America?
Yeah.
Black Friday.
They're sort of Boxing Day, I guess.
Okay, the follow-up day.
The follow-up day.
Yeah, and you know, Thanksgiving. It's much like Valentine's Day when your love is just generated by a sale. You know, isn't it incredible? They put a sale on anything.
Oh, let's go to Linny's.
Yeah.
I mean, and it makes the news. I mean, I know that the news is questionable these days, whether it's actually news or whether it's a glorified ad.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the news last night was about where to get the best buys on Black Friday.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It's insane.
They've become content, haven't they?
It has.
Just talking about it. A lot of people who may not have been sort of knowing exactly what it was about and all that and get a bit confused and they're looking at the calendar going, nowhere near the 13th.
No. I mean, it's a good time thing for us maybe, just before Christmas. You know, an opportunity to pick up a cheap dishwasher or something for your loved one.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Does it make us happy?
Well, it makes people who run advertising agencies really happy.
Yes, it does. Yes. Yeah. And I know that the retailers have been doing it tough, so I'm sure they're looking for any way to encourage people to walk inside the store.
Any marketing idea.
It's just that the Black Friday sales go across the world, so everyone's still on that online shopping, getting what they can.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is, we've had Halloween, and there's no need to dress up for this one either. It's just called Black Friday because it's post-Thanksgiving. There you go.
And if we believe the hype, spending money on consumables that you may or may not need will make you happy.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
But Elton John first came to Perth in 1971, played Subiaco Oval. And don't you think it's sort of appropriate?
Spins me out.
Kimber just drove past there the other day and said it's completely flattened. Last bit of grandstand's gone.
Did he do that?
And Elton John. Yeah. He came back in with legendary promoter Michael Chugg and the two of them worked with shovels and knocked it down. No, it just seemed timely that Elton's back for his farewell tour.
Yeah.
And the first venue he played in our city is Gonski.
It's gone, yeah.
And I just love how much. It's just a classic. Like, I grew up on the songs. Everybody sort of grown up on them. And you just don't realise how many of them that you know. And they were hits.
Mm.
So many hits. How do you pick the set list? You know, it must be so hard for someone like Sir Elton. He's played so many venues as well. He did the Wacker Next in the early 70s, like 74 or something. But he's been here 15 times, I worked out.
Really?
And I reckon he's done close to 40 shows because whenever he did the old entertainment centre, he always played at least two nights.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of times,
We caught up with that legendary promoter, as I mentioned, Michael Chugg, yesterday and asked him about Elton's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Since 2000, we've done 9 tours. He hasn't been to Perth for a while. Last time we were here, we opened the arena, and that must be a few years ago
now.
That
was 2012.
And so when he's been coming back, every now and then we'd miss, like, Perth, or we'd miss Melbourne, we'd miss Sydney. So, But this time we're going everywhere and we're starting this weekend in Perth.
One of the great things about Elton's tour is, you know, he's saying goodbye, but he's bringing the big three, guys who've been with him for a long, long time, on and off. And Davey Johnstone, as we chatted with him, he's a funny bugger. He's a musical director and a great guitarist with a long mane of blonde hair. He's on the tour, and Nigel Olsen on drums, and Ray Cooper, the legendary percussionist as well. So we get the big three with him.
Go out with a bang.
Yeah, and the stats are amazing.
This is the biggest Elton John show ever, like by 100 miles. The stage will it basically nearly goes into the stands on both sides. Comes out a long way. It's got video walls that are about four stories high. So every seat is going to be incredible.
Yeah, got the big video screens, pretty much wall to wall. I hope he turns it on from the start, unlike you two who had the biggest TV in the world and turned it on five songs in.
And I'm glad he's got a huge stage. I'm hoping Elton use all of that stage.
He'd be at the piano most of the time,
okay, yes.
Now, whether you got tickets or not, Chuggy always had some helpful info for you.
We put some $99 GA standing tickets in the shed at the venue on sale. We're also adding back artist holds, original tickets we'd held for Sightlines. So if people are looking for good seats, if they keep an eye on Ticketmaster, they'll find them. Every now and then there'll be a few.
Yeah, there you go. Elton John the next couple of nights.
And I tell you what, I got tickets in the shed when I went and saw Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And it was great because I was like, oh, the shed, it's a bit off to the side. I don't know if it's, you know, in its standing zone, but I loved it. It was a great gig. I still saw everything, heard everything. Yeah, no issues.
Sounds always good at HBF Park too, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, saw R&B Fridays recently and the Foo Fighters last year.
And a balmy Perth night. That'll be brilliant.
Sensational. Michael Chugg, congratulations too on that Icon Award. He received that at the RS during the week. Details, or at least tickets, at ticketmaster.com.au. Enjoy Elton John. And now we've got a special coming up on the radio tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah. From 6 till 7 p.m. we'll be playing some Elton hits and having a bit of a chat.
Bit of a reminisce.
Yeah.
We'll get you revved up on the way into the gig. Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Bear Your Bum for Bowel Cancer.
Go on, give it a crack.
We are just a week out from a very big day in support of our mate Captain Paul.
Yeah, this time next week we will have flashed our bottoms.
Yeah, absolutely. And this all started as a bit of fun and a way to farewell Captain Paul, who is now retiring from our show and retiring from radio. And he said, I want something to be really focused on bowel cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we have been pushing people to do these screenings and we have heard some incredible stories from people throughout the weeks.
Mm. They're quite moving stories too, aren't they?
Well, this one really struck me. We had Sean call the show during the week and this was off air, and he's 52 years of age, and him and his wife threw out their first kit because they thought, this will never happen to us.
The bowel cancer screening kit they threw in the bin.
Yeah, it came out free in the mail as it does, and they went, we don't need this. And then when they heard about Paul's cancer diagnosis, they went, we need to do this test. So when the second one arrived, they've had it done. His wife's has come back clear, and unfortunately, Sean's hasn't.
Okay.
And he's had to have a colonoscopy and have 5 polyps removed.
Okay.
And he said most of them have come back clear, but the specialist has got in touch with him and said, you need to come back ASAP for results.
Okay,
right.
Which is a scary time for him.
Yes.
And he said he is very worried, but Sean wanted to let Paul know that whatever happens, he'll always be grateful, because things could have been a lot worse if he had not heard Paul's story and gone ahead and done the test.
No doubt. And not the only story along those lines.
No. And I get it. You know, like I'm going to be 50 next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And yet I still feel like, oh, surely that's in the future. Worrying about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to do.
Oh, and how privileged we are to have a medical system where you're getting that test sent out to you in the mail to remind you to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to take advantage of that.
But that line that Sean has said here about Paul and the rest of it, but that no way it could never happen to me or couldn't happen to us, that's what can get you into trouble if you just put it away, because you might put off going to the doctor or something like that, but this is one you have to do.
Yeah,
a huge thank you to everyone who's gone on Facebook and said, we've done our tests and thank goodness most of them have come back clear. Some of you have said to us they haven't, which is scary for you all, but we're so grateful that you're going ahead and doing it. This is what Paul wants, and it's what we want to do.
And that's why we did the video. We put the video up as well, just explaining it's not dirty, it's not messy, and it's easy to do.
Yeah.
No, Claire's did it with little M&M to show you the demonstration.
A little brown M&M.
Oh. Like hard, Caddyshack all over again.
It was hard to get
in,
into the little preserve thing, but yeah, that's as easy as that. It's yeah. just a little, you know, basically a rice, a piece of rice. That's all you need, a grain.
Yeah.
That amount of poo in the thing. You're not touching it. And you put it in your fridge, but it's in a preservative and a packed container. So it's it's not messy at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks everyone who has registered to come down on the day. We will get in touch with you and let you know if you can join us on the morning to bear your bum and maybe have breakfast with us. So looking forward to it.
Claire, Matt and Kimber are here for Chemist Warehouse. It's the Chemist Warehouse Black Friday sale. Get an extra 10% off store-wide. Exclusions apply.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. Join them weekday mornings from 6.